Here we are at Camp South Grove. Hamilton is having an amazing time. We're doing all kinds of worship songs and crafts and finding all kinds of fun things here in the Grove. We also, after we go from one place to another, we have a song that we sing, and I know you guys have all been doing a great job singing it, so let's have a great time.
Ooh, I got the wiggles. How about you?
Man, I got them too.
I'm just a wormy squirmy. Ooh.
Why don't we get some people to help us out?
Arr, I like that idea.
Who's got those wiggle wiggles?
I got those wiggle wiggles.
Oh, who's got those wiggle wiggles?
I got those wiggle wiggles.
If you got those wiggle wiggles, come on, get your wiggles out.
Did you guys enjoy yourselves?
Mm-hmm.
Are you tired?
Exhausted.
Are you exhausted? Yeah. Whew. It was so cool. We took so many pictures and saw so many neat things. I got a great idea. Let's play a game with our friends of I Spy, the stuff from our hike. I'll start. Is that okay? All right, here we go. I spy a squirrel. Did you find it? Good job!
Okay, here's another picture. I
spy a bird. Did you find the bird? Great job.
All right, here's one final one. All right, I spy a flower. Oh, yeah.
Good job, you guys. That was so much fun. I think I hear something. Oh, Hamilton. Oh. Oh, that's right. Hamilton said we better get going so we can find the clue for our badge. Oh, yeah. We need to take our hiking gear off and you guys got to get busy.
Yes.
Here we go. I don't know, but I've been told.
I don't know, but I've been told.
Camp South Grove is good as gold.
Camp South Grove is good as gold.
Big God stories and worship too.
Big God story and worship too.
And learning how much God loves you.
Learning how much God loves you.
Sound off.
One, two.
Sound off.
Three, four.
Sound off. One, two, three, four. Let's find a clue. Hey. Ooh, maybe it's this. A hammer! No, it's not a hammer.
Ooh, ooh. Maybe it's this broom. I can clean up the boards.
I don't think that's it. Ooh! Maybe it's this paint can! No, I don't think it's the paint can either.
Ooh! It's gotta be! This is a cloud?
I think it's a cloud. Let's take it to Miss Michelle. She'll know what to do.
Yeah.
Ready, Hamilton? I don't know, but I've been told.
I don't know, but I've been told.
Camp South Grove is good as gold.
Camp South Grove is good as gold.
Big God stories and worship too.
Big God story and worship too.
And learning how much God loves you.
Learning how much God loves you.
Sound off.
One, two.
Sound off.
Three, four.
Sound off. One, two, three, four. Hi, Miss Michelle.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're great. You'll never believe what we found.
Yeah, what you got there?
We think it's a cloud.
It looks like a cloud, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it has to do with our badge, I'm sure. So let's call Ranger Rex. Are you ready? Here we go.
Ranger Rex, Ranger Rex. Please come in, Ranger Rex. Come again, Ranger Rex. I can't understand you. I still can't understand you, Ranger Rex.
Chewie!
Oh!
What's that, Ranger Rex? How can I help you?
We need the badge for this week.
Yeah, you put me brush on my teeth. Yeah, you did. Uh-huh. Did you know you could brush your teeth with a squirrel tail?
I didn't know that. How does that work for you?
It works okay with the squirrel, though. Anyway, the match for this week is Jesus is the King of Kings.
Jesus is the King of Kings. Awesome. Well, thank you. Over and out.
See
you,
bye.
Ew.
Hey, guys. Let's do our memory verse song. Great. I'll sing it once so you can hear what it sounds like, and then we can do it all together.
That sounds great.
Okay, here we go.
I have chosen the way of faithfulness. I have set my heart on your laws. Psalm 119:30.
That was awesome!
Yeah!
Good job, you guys!
Hey, how you doing? Good to see you. Yep, Ranger Rex here. I help with all the campers, and I take care of the badges. Yes, I do. You know, when you're in the forest and you get hungry, the forest really has everything you need. For instance, here's a pine cone. The squirrels told me you can eat pine cones. It's a little bit like eating a tree in your backyard, but it's okay, you know. Not my favorite, but it'll work. And once you get done eating, you just grab a pine branch and you crush your teeth right here. And be sure and get back in the rack, because that's where all the pine cone parts stick. So get all that. Plus, with all these, you can floss and brush at the same time. It's really, really, really good. And if ever you need to comb your beard just a little bit, you just grab one of the nearby friendly animals, and they make a great brush. Yeah, yeah. See how much better that looks? Oh, yeah, 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 uh-huh. Yeah, Hamilton's not too happy about it, but it works for me. So anyway, the forest has, well, wait a minute. Now, the forest doesn't have soccer balls. The trees don't, well, knocked over the tree. The trees don't play soccer. There's no birthday cakes anywhere. There's no pizza, no ice cream. Yeah, forest really doesn't have much of anything, you know. Chew on some tree bark and brush your teeth with a sticky pine branch. That's about it. So, okay, well, I'm going to go. And you go with the rest of the campers and talk to your teacher and have a good time today. Make sure you listen real well, okay? See you, bye.
Okay, guys, we've got to get ready for the Big God story. But before, we need to get our hearts ready. So let's fold our hands and bow our heads. Dear God, thank you so much for this beautiful day. Thank you that we get to hear your story with all of our friends here in Discoveryland. Amen. All right, guys, time for those pay attention eyes. Let's click those babies on. Good job. Reach up way up high. Grab those listening ears. Click those babies on. Are they straight? All right. Now we need to zip, lock, and button these. Ready? One, two, three. Zip, lock, and button. Here we go. After Jesus died on the cross and came back to life, he spent some time with his friends on earth. Just before Jesus returned to heaven, he told his disciples not to be afraid that he was leaving. He was going to prepare a place for them to be with him forever and ever. Do you think the place Jesus is preparing is big or little? Yes, it's big and has lots and lots of rooms. What do you think it looks like? Was Jesus going to prepare a place only for the people who were with him in that day? No, Jesus went to prepare a place for all people who would one day choose to trust and obey him. And guess what? That includes you and me. Jesus said in the Bible, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am." What do you think that means? It means that Jesus is going to come back one day to take his people to live with him there. When it was time, Jesus rose into the clouds and was gone. Jesus' friends were still staring into the sky when two men in white appeared and stood next to them. The men in white asked, "Why do you stand here looking into the sky? The same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." Where did they say Jesus went? How did they say he would return? That's right, the same way he left. That means Jesus will be coming back to earth through the clouds. Is that something you would like to see? I know I would. The Bible tells us that when Jesus returns from heaven, we'll hear the voice of the archangel and a loud trumpet call announcing his return. When we hear a trumpet sound, whose arrival is that announcing? When I come into the room, do trumpets sound? No. What about our moms and dads? No, not then either. What about kings and queens? Yes, friends, Jesus is the King of Kings. What does that mean? King of Kings
means that when Jesus returns, he will be the only ruler over the world. He will reign as the one true king and Lord of all. There will be no one greater or more powerful than Jesus. He alone is the King of Kings. What kind of king is Jesus? He is a good, loving, fair, kind, powerful, and he is always wins. That's something to be excited about. Let's all make a trumpet sound together. Ready? Do, 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 do. Then the Bible tells us that the rest of us who are on earth are going to be caught up together in the clouds to meet Jesus in the air. Wow! After Jesus comes back to earth, he's going to create a brand new heaven on earth. Well, we'll live with him forever. It's going to be so beautiful. The Bible tells us there will be a crystal clear river flowing from the throne of God. There will be trees of life and leaves used for healing. There will be no more pain and sadness or sin and death. What do you think it will be like to live in a world where no one is sad, lonely, or sick? We'll also be able to see God's face. Did you know that we won't need any lights or even the sun in heaven? Why do you think that is? God will be the light, and he will shine on us forever. We can believe all of this because God's always keeping his promises. Did he keep his promise he made to Abraham? Yes. The Savior came from Abraham's family, just as the Lord God promised. What about the promise he made to Noah? He sure did. He kept that promise. God has never again flooded the entire earth. What about when Jesus said he would come back to life after 3 days? Did he? Yes, he did. You see, God always does what he says he will do. He always keeps his promises. Before Jesus went back to heaven, what did he tell the disciples? Jesus told them he was going to prepare a place for them to be with him forever. And when it's time, he's going to return to take all of us to be with him too. Okay, friends, what do you think that we can do while we wait for Jesus to return?
Ooh, I have an idea.
Clover.
We can share God's love with people and tell them all about Jesus, the good news.
But you know, before Jesus returned to heaven, Jesus said that he would come back one day. And because God always keeps his promises, we can trust and know that Jesus is really going to come back.
And when he comes, and all will know that he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Okay, friends, what do you know about God?
Well, God loves us.
And God is strong and powerful.
Yes, and who is Jesus?
Well, he's the King of Kings.
Yes. Yes.
And he's more powerful than anyone or anything.
He's loving, kind, forgiving, caring, strong, and victorious King.
So guys, when you think of Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, what do you want to say to him? We're going to take some time to talk to Jesus. You can tell him whatever you want, because all of your prayers, everything that you say, is between you and Jesus.
Looking out my window, I can see the sun go, and I love to watch the flowers blowing in the wind. You are the Creator, there is no one greater. All I have and all I am is all because of you.
Thank you, Lord, I'm happy.
can see a rainbow sparkling in colors and a promise of your love. You are the creator, there is no
Okay, guys, it's time for the blessing. Let's hold up your hands as you receive. Children, may you rest in the promise that Jesus is the King of Kings.
I don't know, but I've been told.
I don't know, but I've been told.
Camp South Grove is good as gold.
Camp South Grove is good as gold.
Big God stories and worship too.
Big God story and worship too.
And learning how much God loves you.
Learning how much God loves you.
Sound off.
One, two.
Sound off.
Three, four.
Sound off.
One, two, three, four.
Oh, there's my campers. How you doing?
Good. We're
to see you. Good to see you. I got one question for you, and then you get your badge.
Yes.
Who did Jesus go to prepare a place for? Let's think about this.
Okay, we have an answer.
Uh-huh.
Jesus went to prepare a place for everybody who would trust and obey him.
Good job! Good job! Well, let's get your badges here for you, okay? Here's yours. Whoops. Right there. And Hamilton, you're next. Maybe, yep. Oh, he's got so many badges. Good job, everybody! High five!
Does that sound like good, bad, then?
Does it? No, one more.
Go, Jesus.